Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for all you do for us, Lord. Lord, we lift our hearts to you. We lift our lives to you. Lord, we just pray that you'd be here with us and that you'd open up your word for us and you'd reveal your truth to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Morning, everybody. In Psalms 134, it says, "Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord." Come bless the Lord. How do we bless the Lord? Stand at night in the house of the Lord. When I think of that, stand at night, that means we're really by ourselves, but it's for God. Whatever it is we do for Him. Why? Because 2,000 years ago, He died on a cross for us. He paid the price for our sins. And that's what it comes down to. Whatever we do, whatever motivates us, is based on that, and it has to be based on that. I'm going to be in Matthew 25 today. But first, I want to ask everybody that worked in the kitchen this year to stand up. Please. Everybody that worked in the kitchen. Everybody that worked in the office today, stand up. Or worked in the office this year. Everybody that worked in the yard. Stand up, Wayne. I know you're not used to people bossing you around, are you? Praise God for your faithfulness. Praise God for the strength He gave us all to do His work. There's been so many more. Thank you. Matthew 25, I'm going to be speaking out of, well, starting in verse 14. But there's three parables in here. And they all fit together. The first one is the parable of the 10 virgins that are waiting for the Lord to come back. The second one is a parable of the talents that also are waiting for the Lord to come back. And the last one is the separation of the sheep and the goats. That's after He comes back. Jesus says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling unto a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." Not all translations say "for the kingdom of heaven." In fact, in the King James Version, you'll see that that's in italics. It's not necessarily original. It's been placed in there to clarify things. But yet, if you go all the way back to the beginning of the chapter, the first parable, He says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins." So it's all connected, and it's all talking about the kingdom of heaven. It's as a man traveling unto a far country. Who's being talked about here? Everybody figure it out? Who's the man that's traveling to a far country that delivers unto them his goods, his servants, his goods? It's talking about Jesus Christ. It's telling us that there's going to be an interval between His first coming and His second coming. It's telling us that he is going to be coming back. The parable of the virgins is it's about the personal state of believers. It's about expectancy. It's about being ready for him to come back. The parable of the talents is about the personal work that believers are supposed to be doing while waiting for him to come back. It's about stewardship. I always found it interesting that the word talent is used for the monetary unit that's talked about here. A talent is actually equal to about 20 years' pay. That's a lot of money. So the person that got the five talents got 100 years' pay. Another one got two talents, which is 40 years, and one got one talent, which is 20 years. But what else, what do you think of when you hear the word talent? Abilities. Talks about that which is given to us. Who called his own servants, his own servants. Because we're his servants, we're to act in his interests, aren't we? He called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Everything that he gives us is his. Talent, abilities, capabilities, special gifts. As Jesus was leaving, in Ephesians 4:8 it says, he ascended on high. He gave gifts to men. What are we supposed to do with those gifts? We've seen that here all throughout the year, what we're supposed to do with it. Our talents, our abilities, the things that he's given us are for his service. He delivered unto them his goods to care for and to do with it as best they could. It's called being faithful with what he gives us. And under one, he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one. When God distributes things, it isn't always equal, is it? I think maybe he gives us what we're able to handle. You know, we might complain because we don't have as much as somebody else. You know, either monetarily, physically, or even spiritually. To one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one. To every man according to his several ability, which means his private ability, his own ability, or his separate ability. And straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the five talents went and traded with the same and made them other five talents. Two things he did. He went and he traded. Jesus said, go into all the world and share the gospel. And likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. After a long time, he came back, and Jesus is going to come back. And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. See, exactly the same commendation was given to each of them. It wasn't about the amount. It was about what was done with what was given. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. What does that mean? His joy? Or the joy when we do things for him? Why do we do things for him? Well, we already talked about the cross, but yet it's for the joy that we receive. I know when I've worked in the kitchen, I've noticed that the people that work in there, there's a camaraderie, there's a joyfulness that you won't see anywhere else. If you go into any restaurant here in town and you walk into the kitchen, the people working, and most of them, you know, it's just drudgery. It's not that here. It's not like that. People are joyful. The glorious dishwashing team Al talks about. It's hard to describe, really, but there's a lot of joy when we serve the Lord, and there should be. Because he gives us the opportunity to do it. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. I was afraid, it says. Does he really know the Lord? His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I soweth not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore have to put my money to the exchangers, basically put it in the bank. And then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury, with interest. If you had taken that I gave you and put it in the bank, at least it would have drawn interest. You would have done something with it. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. You know, I was reading this yesterday and a thought came to me. You know, it's kind of like he's saying, take the blessing from him, the blessing that he would have received, and give it to the other one. Because that's what we do. We receive blessings when we serve the Lord. The blessing of serving him. The joy. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We hear that other places in the Bible, don't we? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. What are they talking about? The outer darkness. It certainly isn't heaven, is it? That, just because he buried his talent? I think it goes beyond that. It says he digged in the earth and hid the money. Jesus says where our treasure is, will our heart be. The reverse is true. Where our heart is, there our treasure will be. If we dig in the earth and our treasure is buried in the earth, firmly implanted in the earth, then that's where our heart is. But if we do things for the kingdom, that's where our heart is. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Do it with all your might as unto the Lord. Our season is over. And yet, it isn't, because things still continue here. There's going to be some things that are being closed down, but there's still people living on property, and we're still going to get emergencies, and we're still going to be dealing with everything as best we can. It's not like we're going away. We're still here. We felt that it was time to maybe let the ground go a little fallow. Is that the word? Give it rest for a little bit. This doesn't mean this is what we're going to do every year. Because I know some people are pretty tired. I know that, who knows, a month from now, who knows how we're going to be feeling. And, of course, we still have church services here, don't we? And I'm glad to see you all here. I'm glad to see Bob and Ruth back. I'm glad to see Lori here. And all of you. All your smiling faces. We do what we do for the Lord. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. It goes on, of course, we see the other side of it. But let's focus on what we're going to do for him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, how can we ever pay back what you've done for us? We can't, Lord, and we know that. We also know that we're not under obligation to. But, Lord, we just want to show our love for you. And we just want to show you to everyone we meet. You dwelling in us. Your light shining through us. Thank you, Lord, for giving thank you for Isaiah 58, for giving us the opportunity, Lord, to be here and to do your work, Lord. We just pray, Lord, you just provide the means for everything to continue, and we just look forward to serving you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the meals that were served, for all the showers, all the food boxes, all the articles of clothing. Thank you, Lord, for providing our needs. We just thank you, Lord, and we ask you to be with each one of us and go with us. And Lord, be glorified in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, that concludes our service.